time.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
1987.
Christmas.
All right, this is going to be a tape to Grandma Eva. Hello, Captain A. Want to say hi to Grandma Eva? All right, so what we're going to do is it's Christmas morning. So what we're going to do is just recap real quick Christmas Eve when the Sanders come over. So guess what? The Sanders were over.
Tradition.
It was a rainy day, but they still were able to get outside and make a barbecue meal.
David had gotten the fire ready, and it was very perfect for frying the steaks and chops on. So Kathy and I did that.
And then they left around 10:30 and Fran came over to go to church with Gail and kids.
Yeah.
Midnight mass. And after, well, tell a little about midnight mass.
Midnight mass, we were lucky we got there when we did. There was most of the church was already filled with a few places in the pews to sit. But we were able to sit in the actual part of the church. Sanders came later, so they, I guess, ended up out in the foyer. The singing was a mixture of congregation and a choir, and it was quite nice. It was enjoyable. The only bad spot was it was so awful hot that everyone was perspiring and fluttering pieces of paper to make a fan. But it was enjoyable.
All right, so I want to get back. So we open up our gifts and just a quick, real quick summary. Not everything.
What did you get for gifts?
What did you get this year, Renee?
I got a little bear holding a rock from and a kiwi from Dad. From the Sanders, I got three books.
And a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yep, and a lot of other
things. And a stuffed animal from David.
Yeah.
A watch.
A watch from Dad.
What kind of watch?
Transformer.
What does it transform into?
A robot.
Teeth. All right, David.
I got a... electric shaver.
Electric shaver.
A survival knife. The compass, fishing hooks, fishing line, and all the other stuff needed in case of emergency. I got several books and a game using characters that you make up and you have pretend battles.
Dungeons and Dragons. Oh.
Several Garfield items. Drum brushes for my drum, which are different from the stick because they're like a brush with metal wires coming from it. And many other little bits and pieces.
Okay, Gail.
I got a camera that doesn't work, so we'll return it. But it was a really nice thought because it was really quite neat. Had a tripod, so we would have ended up with two tripods, and an excellent radio, because my other radio blew up, and now I have a radio cassette player again of my own. A lovely ceramic mallard duck, credit card holder, a coffee mug with my name on it. Oh dear. And other small things, which I can forget for the life of me, can't remember. Oh, some Irish mist, which I'm sure I'll drink and think of you and Christmas and all the nice thoughts that I can think of when I drink it.
And you're supposed to send Gail your recipe for
eggnog. Oh, please do. I want to make it. I want to make it start to make a Christmas tradition of making eggnog like you do.
All
Okay, John, what did you get?
I got
the most.
Big bag of Macintosh toffees. 10 pounds.
10 pounds, whoa! That's gonna get better.
And a drambuie. And a lot of goofy stuff. Goofy nightshirt, little baby goofy doll, a couple goofy books, and goofy bag, and a goofy bulletin board type thing. Yeah, lots of goofy things. And I got a bottle of wine from a fellow at work, the vendor. But probably the weirdest one would be the Venus flytrap David gave me. So I'm going to bring that to work and put it on my desk and feed it dead flies. So it got to be about 3 o'clock last night. So I said we'd save all the, to open up the gifts from Grandma Eva till tomorrow, which is today. And I already opened up a couple because I opened up the boxes as they came and rewrapped them. So I didn't wrap mine again. So from Grandma Eva I got
Goofy.
Goofy on a surfboard.
Right, the button.
And I got a little man with red hair.
Isn't he cute?
Yes, yes. Well, it has a hole in his hand, and I put a little piece of wood in there, and I can put a sign in there, which I'm going to think of something. Now we start opening up the gifts, Renee.
I bought them when I was ready. Mine's because it can hit clothing.
Oh, yes. Tell it.
I really liked it. I wore it to Midnight Miss last night.
That was the pink pants and polka dots and the pink shirt. Renee really liked it.
I want to get pictures.
Diver.
Oh, the GoBot. Another Transformer.
Super GoBots.
It's a leader, leader one. Friendly robot leader.
Oh,
that'd be neat.
That's by Tonka.
Right this way.
Poor David has an awful lot to learn. How to open boxes.
Oh, the box transforms into an open one.
How to open envelopes, Leslie. I'd have a little help with that. Gee, what carefully wrapped. Looks like a great professional.
Looks like a real good one.
Yeah, it's
heavy. What, heavy? Thanks, Grandma.
Yeah, that'd be
a rocket.
That's
a
jet.
Oh,
great.
Okay.
Yeah, that is really.
Yeah, I got mine in the box. My other's in the box somewhere.
Poor David hasn't re-unpacked many of his his possessions because he's moved rooms so many times. Okay, well, I'll move on to my present from you, Eva. Ooh. Pantyhose and underneath. Oh, good knee-high ones. Those are probably the most useful. Okay. Boy, you do know how to tape boxes, Eva. Oh, lovely. Okay. Oh, gardening gloves. Yes, I did notice that on the box. Oh, these are good ones. Nice grip to them. Yeah, that's great because my one pair of cloth ones are have holes in the pointer fingers. Oh, maybe your hand's getting as big as... Oh, this is very nice. Thank you for the top, Eva. That is a very nice style. I'll enjoy wearing that. Thank you.
Now okay. Off of mine. I think it feels like a little stuffed animal.
Okay, let's
see
have
what
a look.
It looks like.
Renee had all her stuffed animals on her bed yesterday. Had no room to be on it yourself.
Oh, how adorable!
Oh, pretty.
Oh, it's cute, yeah.
I think you better get it to the doctor, to the vet.
Thanks, Grandma.
Look, its ears are turning green.
Yeah. Food poisoning.
candy.
M&M's, David thinks it is.
Do I eat? All right, M&M's.
Hi, what? David, I'm your pal, aren't I?
It's going to last me 2 weeks or maybe 1.
What's family?
Well, okay, give it to Daddy to open it. It's family.
Here's a family present there.
Oh, wow, what a surprise. I wonder what's in it.
He wrapped it. All-purpose paper. Ta-da, kids, what is this?
Oh.
David.
Oh,
joy.
Yeah.
Mom.
Oh, great.
Renee.
Oh, God, with my clothing Grandma sent me.
That's right, yep, just regular pink.
Pink outfit.
Yeah,
this will go with your bear with the green ears. Looks
Cortez.
Good thing I gave it. This one actually fits me for a change.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. It's a good thing you can change stuff.
All the little hats, if you haven't figured out what we're talking about.
Right, thank you very much for the visor.
It's all big on David.
Yeah.
And hasn't had a haircut. Pretty soon when he gets his haircut, he's...
These must be wide. They must make these for all the farmers that go down there.
Oh, this is a different... bit of connection in the back than yours.
Yeah, two different styles, huh?
Yeah.
What's yours say in the front?
Same thing.
Our
newer and older production.
Here we're different sizes.
It's still on Pike.
Made in China. Yeah, all you need is a tractor.
I'm going to look where this is.
Is there any difference?
Yeah. This one, the brim goes up.
Just
I don't
needs.
Like it up. I never
That's
liked
the way it goes.
Your hats with brims up.
Well, mine has side
brims. Yeah, this is the way it was packed, maybe.
What is the comedian that your mother liked for a while when you were Benny Hill? Yeah, that's all right, why I said it. That's what John looked like, was Benny Hill.
Yeah, two different hats all together. This one not bend into shape.
Thank God.
All right, keep opening.
Okay, another. Okay, Renee's opening up a little box. Cappy likes the guy with the red hair. He says, what's this? Come over here.
A yum-yum. Nice. I just needed it. I can't find my other one.
It lights up
on these ones. I've always wanted one.
Wow.
Oh, does it ever light up? Did you see that?
I thought I might have to put a battery in there or something. I wonder what makes it light up.
Isn't that a battery there? It's already got a battery in it.
You stand up and do it properly. See if you remember.
Whoa. Why didn't Grandma send me one?
Pretty flash.
You guys get all the good stuff here.
Oh, is that so?
Where's mine?
Here,
let me show you how to do it.
I know how to do it. Just our color is red, white, and blue.
You're American.
Let's make this sucker shine. But I wonder what makes it go on. It's spinning. This centrifugal force will make something press against it.
David's now opening
his
little
present.
With my
Yeti. Yeah, I could have kept these and you guys would never know.
Oi!
Oi, don't break it!
And
so you can put it around your
feet.
Tightens on your finger. Well, he may not want it to tighten on his finger.
No, it just
fell off.
It's
supposed
to go
tight. Okay, dokie.
Yo-yo
competition.
I think it's tied at the bottom, though. It isn't loose, because I can't get it to spin at the bottom of the tank. It just goes up.
I see.
So it's been tied instead of loose.
Yeah.
Instead of loose. So
it's been at the bottom.
So that's all right. It won't stay down there.
Let's try
it. Like fireworks.
Yeah. You can bring this when you go camping. And then in the middle of the night, when you gotta go out to the toilet, you just yo-yo your way to the toilet.
Our signal suggests.
Oh, dear.
Air, it's broken. Get it back.
Oh, dear.
Not really broken. Okay, Renee, another little package, please.
I don't know what this is. Sounds like and something. Choice some cards.
Ooh, small.
Let's see the cover of them.
Choice.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Las Vegas.
David's envelope.
Yay, piece of sponge.
This bike belongs to David Melichek.
Wow.
Oh, okay, actually takes it on.
Special bike thing.
Granted and everything.
ID.
Yeah. Where am I going to stick it?
Put it on your bike.
Here.
This bike or your next one? You ought to start thinking of another bike, David. Yeah.
So I might have to save this since I'm waiting.
Yeah. Okay, Renee.
Yeah.
This, I think, will be M&M's. Oh, it is. Thanks. Thanks, Grandma. What I need is at the moment. Chocolate.
She's putting a joke on us. She doesn't need chocolate.
David.
Get the things going, man.
Thank you.
I've got my own deck of small cards.
Well, I think I'll start opening the envelopes that have something in it for me from Grandma. Choice! Heaps of stickers, man! No way, you guys aren't having them. Thanks, man. Thanks, Grandma. I needed more stickers to fill up my new sticker book.
Look, Grandma. For all of them, you remember? Mm-hmm. Well, sheets are all the same.
Oh, these stickers are going to make me hungry. Look at them. M&M's. Oh, I'm hungry now.
What's the other?
Snickers.
Yeah, I think Grandma meant to send me those.
No!
Give me one. Give me one cheat.
One cheat.
I'll have to trade you. So all your three sheets.
These are different sheets.
Okay, this is to both me and Renee.
I think that small one's
a big badge. Twins champion.
Championship button.
Tough luck, Dad.
And a twins garter. Championship garter.
No, I'm glad we went that one for me.
Oh, no.
It's blue, so it goes with my clothes.
You wear it around your neck. Little necklace.
Yeah.
Dad's just itching to touch.
Yeah, you have that one. That's that one.
Okay.
Just because you don't get every present on the
picture,
you don't have
to. Champions, alright.
Well, thank you very much, Eva.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eva.
Lots of interesting things here.
Wait a second, I want to clarify this something too. See where that says?
Bob.
Yes. Bob said that's right.
Thanks, Bob and Eva.
That's right, the stickers in there. I was kind of neat getting all this, some of the things from your gambling place.
I have a feeling kids at school might start thinking at my item gambling.
Because of your pink shirt and your hat.
Can you
sleep with your teddy bear
tonight, Renee? Well, he'll sleep next to me, but not for the sake on the shelf.
All right, well, we gotta get ready for the breezes coming over this afternoon.
Yeah, the breezes are coming for lunch.
And then we're going over to Benson's tonight. And then tomorrow, whites are coming over. And Clark's gonna get, have already dropped in on the 23rd one evening and dropped off some gifts. I'm gonna get together with them again. And what are they gonna do? I need to sleep.
I think we might need to after all this entertaining that we've been part of.
Okay, so we'll stop this for now. We still got a lot more to fill in here before we send this. And we'll get some photos to go with it too.